finally tonight, a milestone moment. Two American astronauts, both women, stepped out of the International Space Station for the first all-female spacewalk. William Brangham has more on this landmark day.
The moment Christina Cook and Jessica Meir began to exit the International Space Station, floating out into space 250 miles from planet Earth, history, or herstory, was made.
Right beneath your feet, so don't look down. Copy.
Men have been on every single spacewalk, all 420 of them, until today. Cook and Meir's mission was installing lithium-ion batteries to replace the station's battery charger. Today, President Trump called the two astronauts from the White House.
What would you like to tell everyone listening and watching today, especially young women?
We recognize that it is a historic achievement, and we do, of course, want to give credit to all those that came before us. There have been a long line of female scientists, explorers, engineers, and astronauts, and we have followed in their footsteps to get us where we are today.
Today's milestone comes months after the first all-female spacewalk had originally been planned, but that was scrapped when NASA revealed that it didn't have a second spacesuit that would fit a woman. Saturday Night Live had some fun with that one.
I'm not mad. You know, they can make a special spacesuit for a dog, or a special spacesuit for a monkey, but human girl, only one get to be Moon Queen.
The first woman to walk outside a spacecraft in orbit was Russian cosmonaut Svetlana Savitskaya. That was back in 1984. This was Meir's first spacewalk. She's now the 15th woman to do so. She spoke ahead of today's historic mission.
What we're doing now shows all of the work that went in for the decades prior, all of the women that worked to get us where we are today. And I think the nice thing is for us, we don't even really think about it on a daily basis. It's just normal. We're part of the team.
For Cook, this was her fourth spacewalk. She's now scheduled to spend 328 days aboard the space station, the longest ever by a woman.
That in the past, women haven't always been at the table. And it's wonderful to be contributing to the human spaceflight program at a time when all contributions are being accepted, when everyone has a role.
Both Meir and Cook were selected as part of NASA's 2013 class. That was NASA's first class to have an equal number of male and female astronauts. NASA says it hopes to put the first woman on the moon by 2024, and this week they very publicly unveiled that mission's female-friendly spacesuit. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm William Brangham.
You gotta love it. We're celebrating.